I'm Jamie Dunn. This week on Past Due, The Downstater's Guide to Chicago's Budget Problems, I talked with University of Illinois Chicago political science professor Dick Simpson about what's going on and why it should matter to you, even if you don't live in the city. Can you break down for us the basics of what's going on with Chicago's budget situation?
The city of Chicago has had a structural deficit that the Emanuel administration has been trying to close. So there are quite a large number of bonds out now, and they had default swap bonds that they're now paying off and putting into regular bonds. But all of that is costing more money, particularly because various local governments have been downgraded by the bonding agency to either junk bond status or just above junk bond status, which means they pay much more for the bonds. So they have a lot of bonds, and they have a high interest rate on refinancing those bonded indebtedness. The city's budget will be facing a significant shortfall, particularly because they owe an extra $550 million payment into the pension plan. The school system has a $1 billion gap in their budget, and it's going to entail very sharp cutbacks. Part of it was because they had to make a large payment into their pension plan. And last of all, the city colleges, which handle the 7 community colleges, they had a significant budget gap, and so does the county government. So it looks like there will be a very significant property tax increase. There will also be a sales tax increase to pay for the county's shortfall. And these will compound to being a very serious problem unless the state provides some relief. The easiest form for the state is to allow the pension payments to be spread out over time. There are other pension reliefs that probably would be struck down by the courts. The pensions at one time were nearly fully funded, but they essentially took holidays from paying the full pensions since the turn of the millennium.
And the issues with the Chicago Public Schools and the teachers' pensions have kind of taken on a new level of urgency recently. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on there and why folks are really trying to get something figured out soon?
The school system made a $600 million payment into the pension plan, and they're required to do that in future years as well. But to do that, they had to take all the money that they would normally be using to run the schools, or a lot of it, to make that payment. And so the schools are now short of money to be able to perform. So they're talking about ending all elementary school sports programs and cutting back on many programs of that sort. They're talking about laying off or firing 1,000 to 3,000 people in the school system, mostly not teachers, but some teachers, not filling vacancies, even in the case of teachers. And so this is a major crisis for the school system brought on by the need to make the full pension payment to stay solvent.
And Governor Bruce Rauner has said that CPS, Chicago Public Schools, should potentially consider bankruptcy as an option. Is that something that's being discussed seriously? And what might that look like if that were to happen?
In general, bankruptcy is not a good plan for governments. It happens rarely. The most well-known case is the city of Detroit. And what happens in bankruptcy is that they pay off only a portion of their debt. The rest has to be forgiven. That would make it impossible to let bonds in the future. And that would mean that it would be very hard to function. So it might happen that the schools would go into bankruptcy. Neither the county nor the city nor the community colleges would use bankruptcy. And the schools shouldn't if they can find a way to avoid it.
We do see the Chicago-Detroit comparisons crop up every so often. Is that a fair comparison when folks compare Chicago and Detroit?
It isn't a fair comparison between Detroit and Chicago. Detroit had essentially a single industry economy with the auto industry. And when the auto industry moved out of the city for the most part, and when auto sales slumped for such a long period of time with American automakers, Detroit essentially didn't have the funds that it needed to operate at any level of expectation. Chicago has a much more diverse economy in many different segments and is a much healthier and larger economy. And Chicago is a global city that links with global firms like Boeing and others across the world. And so it's a very different situation. Chicago isn't going to go bankrupt. The school system is a special case, and it may require some relief from the state government.
For those of us who do not live in Chicago, you know, other than having some empathy for the school kids that may have overcrowded classes and miss out on sports programs, Why should we care about what's going on with the city's budget?
The metropolitan region provides two-thirds of the economy, the wealth of the state. The state can't survive without Chicago being healthy. And therefore, it's not just a matter for the people who live in Chicago who might have to pay higher taxes. Chicago is the way out of the recession, and it is the way in which the state can regain its economic health. It simply can't be left to fend for itself.
And you've mentioned the possibility of the state perhaps intervening, maybe even with some kind of bailout. What's been talked about there, and what might we see the state step forward with?
Chicago public schools are different from every other school system in the state. And the others, the state picks up part of the pension payments for the pension fund for teachers. They do not do that for the Chicago public schools. And so there's a 7% of salary pension payment. The teachers pay only 2% of that. So the school system is stuck with a very major pension bill that is not true of any other school system in the state. So the state would have to give more money to whichever way they rearrange the formulas. They would have to make the Chicago public school teachers the same as all of the teachers in the state, and that would cost $400 or $500 million, so it's not something that's done easily or lightly.
Why is it that we're hearing about Chicago so much in state government news? Chicago has to kind of come to the lawmakers to ask permission to do a lot of the things they would need to do, correct, to fix some of these issues?
Yes, the city and the school system and the other local governments get two things. They get they get a flow of revenue. They get part of the income tax and the sales tax rebated to them, along with some others, motor fuel tax. But in addition, particularly in the area of pensions, pensions are governed by state law. And many of the restrictions that have caused some of the crisis have come with state law. So it requires changes in state laws. The most obvious one is the $600 million special payment into the pensions due by the city of Chicago and the similar pension payment that had to be made by the Chicago Public Schools. The other issue is the state's situation. The fact that the state is now essentially not paying its bills and does not have a budget, whether or not they end up paying the state employees, is a major cause of concern throughout the state, but certainly in Chicago. Many of the welfare services are provided by agencies in Chicago. Doctors, hospitals, businesses depend upon state paying their debts. If the state becomes a pariah and no one will take state obligations anymore, the state economy will collapse. So it's not just the fact that Chicago has its own budget problems. We need a solution to the state budget and the state pension problems.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.